cats and books and 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 cats and
family, adventure, mystery, comics, heroes, villains, science. Hey, have you read this yet?
Welcome to Hey Mom, Have You Read This Yet? The podcast where I introduce my mom to awesome books I love. I'm Andy. And this is...
Karen.
Yeah. So, today we are reading Blood City Rollers, a book about... Here, I have a short thing about the book, so I'm going to tell you guys about that.
Yeah.
The Blood City Rollers is a book about a girl who's an ice skater who... after an ice skating tournament that she goes to, gets, kidnapped or stolen by vampires. And then she learns how to play roller derby. And in the end, sadly, the vampires go away. And then they're like, oh, there's more books. And I'm like, what?
Only, sadly, books? Sadly, the vampires go away.
Yeah, sadly.
Not something you normally hear about vampires.
Then she tries to, like, find them because she's like, the main character is like, oh, they're my friends. I should go find them.
Yeah.
And she, like.
She starts off scared, and then by the end, she actually ends up really liking the vampires.
She also gets hurt. Also, okay, so this is a big thing.
Is this a spoiler for the book? So people should read the book before they listen to this episode?
Yes, you should definitely read this book. If you haven't read it, why are you here, first of all?
Because you're friends with Andy, and yeah. That's why.
Yeah. But it's, there's, in the beginning, if you get the book, you see a vampire bite mark on her, neck. You never learn if she actually turns into a vampire or not.
She does say at the end, like, she wakes up after everything, and, the light, and she wakes up with the, like, in the daytime, and the light's coming in, and she goes...
That's because she's not used to it, because she sleeps during the day.
She says, nope, still human, sun is just really bright.
Yes.
So, she's still human.
Yeah, so she's not a vampire. Okay, well, yeah. So, how did you like this book?
I liked the book. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, it was like a nice little thing. It was very fun.
Okay, so this is a graphic novel. The last book we read for the last episode was an actual book.
Yeah, I feel like most of my books
I was going to say, I feel
novels.
Like a lot of yours are going to be graphic novels and a lot of mine are going to be books.
Except for one of them that we have written down.
I definitely love... I liked this as a graphic novel. I have a tendency to read graphic novels really fast because I read the words and, like, the artwork.
How can you read the artwork?
No, you don't read the artwork, but, like, I like, look over it or, like, I don't consume it in the same way as I would read.
Yeah.
So I end up reading graphic novels really fast. Okay. And I like them. I liked the artwork in this. Halfway through the book, I realized that they drew the vampire eyes different than they drew the human eyes.
I know. They have
starburst kind of things.
Yeah,
yeah,
they have, like, a circle with little numbers. They have 11. They have, like, 11 in their eyes.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool because, I mean, they're vampires, and so there's, like, obviously teeth, but it was fun to see the slight differences that way, too.
I know. I like how... in the book, when they're about to do a championship, they do a roller derby championship. We're probably going to get more into it later. But what she does is she puts fake vampire teeth on, and you can tell that they're fake because they're so little. They're just like a human head pointy teeth.
What it is, it's the mouth guard for roller derby, and they have the vampire teeth painted on.
Yeah.
If you look really closely, you can see that, like, there's the vampire teeth, and then there's, like, a line where the end of the mouth guard is as well.
Yeah.
But it definitely, the first time I saw it, I was like, wait, did she get, like, does she have vampire? What is going on? And
yeah,
I had to, like.
Yeah, I thought, like, those were, like, fake vampire teeth that she put
it.
On.
Yeah, no, it's a mouth guard that has fake vampire teeth
okay.
on it.
Should we get into the questions?
Are you ready for the questions?
I'm ready for the questions.
Is there anything else you wanted to discuss about the book, or should we just do the statements? We keep calling them questions.
I know.
They're actually statements.
Yeah.
So what is the name of this section, Andy?
This is, what should we call it?
Did you really read this?
So, and the premise behind this is
that I come up with statements about the book in certain parts of the book, and I ask my mom, something is wrong with the statement, and my mom has
what?
To
figure out what
the statement. Okay, yeah.
Is it or not?
All okay. Right. So, I have a list of my statements here, and I'm ready to ask them. Okay, so for me, how I'm going to be doing these statements is we're going to go from one from the beginning of the book, one from the middle of the book, and one from the end of the book. So, like, the listeners get to know, like, how this is, like...
A little bit more about the book throughout the whole thing. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so... First, at the beginning of the book, she's an ice skater, and when she's in a tournament, she breaks her leg.
Oh, I know this one. No, she breaks her arm or her wrist. I'm not 100%.
Choose one. You can only have one answer.
Oh no. I'm going to say wrist, because
correct.
I broke my wrist when I was a little
That is correct. It was wrist.
It was her wrist, yeah. I was like, I know she ends up in a sling with a broken something in this general area of the arm or wrist.
What area is it?
No,
I honestly forget. They never actually explained if it was her arm or her wrist that she broke, but she fell like
the this. Way she fell, she, it looks like it was her wrist, yeah.
okay, next statement.
Okay.
In the middle of the book, you learn that there is one jammer and six blockers in roller derby.
Oh, no. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's definitely one jammer.
Yes, that part,
and
I will tell you that part is correct.
There's four blockers? Because two lines of four. And then two jammers? Or is there eight blockers?
You want to know?
It's either four or eight.
Okay. Okay, lock in your answer. What is it?
Lock in my answer. I think it's four, because I think there's two rows of four, one for one team and one for the other team, and then two jammers.
You want to know the answer?
What's the answer?
The answer was seven.
Wow, I was...
Wait, ready?
Well, I was incorrect.
So you want to know how I know? So I went into the book, and you go to the point where they show you, like, every one of the teams, so like this.
Yeah.
And you count everybody that says blocker right next to
your
thing.
Yeah, but that's...
And there's seven of them.
That's seven on the team, but I think they switch them out. Where's the...
No, because they have seven. In the tournament, they have seven.
See, there's four and four and then two jammers.
Wait. Sorry, I might...
We're both right.
Wait. Okay, okay, are you ready?
I learned a lot about roller derby from this. So
I know.
Really
there's
cool.
Literally this one section in the book that tells you how to play roller derby, which I think is really cool.
All right. Your last statement.
Last statement. In the end, there are three non-solid officials, judges, who are mages. This you might have to
No, they're ghosts.
Yeah, that's
they're
correct.
Awesome ghosts. That one I liked that there were randomly ghosts in
Yeah.
There.
It's because you want to know why I first thought of mages?
Uh-huh.
There's actually a mage in the opposite team that they're facing.
Oh, yeah, because the opposite team is all witches, right?
They're all magic users.
Oh, okay.
They're not all witches. They're magic users. Okay.
And magic users include?
Witches and magicians and... What mages.
Okay. And wizards.
I was like, what did I say?
I don't know. Okay, you made up words. You didn't make up words.
Yeah. I would rate this book. So we do rating here, and we rate...
What do we rate out of?
We rate out of hot cocos, because they are nice. We like ours nice and warm, with the perfect amount of marshmallows. At least this is how I like it.
Yep.
but like perfectly warm with the just amount of marshmallows. Makes me feel soft. It makes me feel like I want to slump on my couch and watch TV.
Makes me want to curl up with a blanket and a good book.
Yeah. I rated this book a four hot cocos, because I feel like there's something about it that's missing. I don't know what, but there's something missing from it. It's just like, there's that little part that's like, there's something missing from this, but I don't know what.
I agree with you. I would rate it a 3.5, but for the exact same reason. But I think there's a lot of places in the book, and I think this is why, where it hops from one section to another, and I feel like the leaps that it makes are kind of... they're kind of random, and like you said, it feels like something's missing whenever it makes these leaps.
But you don't know.
Wait, I'm confused. What just happened? And you can't even go back and read because they just skipped over it. So I feel like it's missing something.
Yeah,
it was very interesting. I thought it was very
It was very good.
It was good. I do want to read the next one.
I do. I think it would be really good because at the end she says that she's gonna go and find the rest. Go find them.
Yeah.
And because they left where they were at, and she was like, "Not if I find you first." And so I'm guessing that's what the next book about.
I also think it's really funny. This goes back to the why I rated it 3.5 hot cocos. The way they deal with, like, because she's missing for 6 weeks.
Deal with that? Like, we only get like a little section of it. That's what was missing. I needed more of what it looked like. They wanted to focus on the roller derby part, but also I really wanted more.
But also
the parents
reacted. It was a little, it was one panel on one page where they were like, or maybe two panels where one of the vampires called her mom and said, Imp called her mom and said.
Oh no, I just spoiled some of it.
It's fine. So Imp called her mom and said, "Oh, she's been accepted into this awesome skating school."
Imp is one of the vampires, if you were wondering.
And so she's been invited to one of these awesome private skating schools because she's such an awesome skater, and her mom was just like, "Okay, whatever." And Imp was like, "Yes, I hypnotized her over the phone."
Long distance hypnotizing. That was it.
Then when she comes back, though, everything's fine. At the very end, she's talking to her mom and she's just like, "Yeah, I met these vampires and I'm going to go be with them." And her mom's like, "Okay, whatever."
Like, did you not hear the word vampires?
Yeah.
Aren't you scared that they're gonna suck a blood?
So, like, especially because at the beginning of the book with the ice skating, it was very much like she loves ice skating, but her mom was pushing her to be.
Yeah, it wasn't like, we learned, if you go farther in the book, you learn that the ice skating wasn't actually fully her dream.
No, it was more like from her mom's pushing her.
Yeah.
And so, like, to go from
her
having.
Moms? I heard her mom's. Her mom's, and I was what?
Her mom. So it was, to go from, like, parents that were very involved with her life and very pushing her to do something
to
the,
like,
end of the book, having them be like, "Okay, whatever you want." Like
"Goodbye, Shu. Get out of here. You can do your own stuff.
Yeah,
we don't care.
That was kind of like
spend all my money. I don't care."
That was kind of a weird thing, especially because her parents weren't in there at all. So there was no arc for her parents to go through to change from one to the other. So, 3.5. That's where I landed.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, recommendations for books other people should read?
I do.
Oh. You said that I was gonna, like, be like, "Oh, we need to buy this," when I heard your recommendation.
There's one recommendation. So, if you like graphic novels and roller derby, you should read Roller Girl.
Yeah, I that's what
which
my
is,
suggestion
that's
would
one
be.
That I read with Zoe when she was younger.
I need to read it.
I think we got rid of it. It's by the same person who did another book.
Drama? No, not drama.
I don't think she did drama, but let me see.
Anyways, I would also say Roller Girl because it is specifically if you like the roller derby part.
Yeah.
If you like the vampire part, definitely just search on your local library account and just like search up vampire books.
Okay, Roller Girl is by Victoria Jameson, and she did All's Fair, which is, that's the other one that we had, and that one is, like, a middle schooler who is into LARPing, live-action role-playing.
Live-action role-play. I am a D&D nerd.
All right, and then the other book that I grew up with I think you'd actually get a kick out of it.
I'm excited. Are you guys excited? Tell me in the comments. No.
Bailey's School kids, I think. I'm just looking it up to find out. They're a whole series of books. And they're called The Adventures of the Bailey School Kids.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening. Say more.
The first one is called Vampires Don't Wear Polka Dots. And so these kids
makes no sense.
These kids have a substitute teacher. And they think their substitute teacher is a vampire.
Okay.
And so, like, the school day or the days that their teacher is subbing, but their teacher wears polka dots. And so they're like, she can't be a vampire. She wears polka dots. But it's also, like, all of these things happen that you're like, oh, I think she's a vampire. But it's a whole series.
Maybe she is a vampire. Maybe she you is never a know.
It's a whole series. So, like, the first one was Vampires Don't Wear Polka Dots, and then Werewolves Don't Go to Summer Camp.
Oh,
and
so it's Santa all, like... Claus.
So they all do mythical things, and they always have a teacher
or counselor. Do they have a Greek
myth? No, they have Santa Claus, werewolves, leprechauns, ghosts, Frankenstein, aliens, genies, pirates, witches,
genies.
Skeletons, Cupid, gremlins, monsters, zombies. There's tons of them.
Oh my gosh.
So I think we need to go to the library and find them. And
yeah.
I think you would enjoy that. A series of like chapter books, but they're early readers, so I think that would be good.
Well, thanks for sticking around with us. Join us next episode when my mom gets to pick the book. In the meantime, have you read Blood City Rollers? What do you think of it? Let us know at heyhaveyoureadthis@gmail.com. Happy reading!
Happy reading!
Cats and books and cats and books and cats and books and cats and books.
I entertained.